This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the PSCU Member Forum here in Tampa, Florida. And we're doing a little live casting as well for the folks out there watching online. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Karen Postma from PSCU. How are you, Karen?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
So how's the conference going? Because, I mean, we're kind of in day two and a half or two or something like that.
Yeah, it's going wonderful. Lots of great interactions and conversations and great presenters as well.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So it's been wonderful.
Any highlights for you? Anything stand
out?
Well,
I have to say the roller coasters last night were a blast. So
I forgot about that.
Yes.
I'm talking about what goes on in this building here,
not out
in the amusement park where you guys were last night. Goodness.
Well, I mean, Chuck always does a great job, and so I really enjoyed his kind of overview, and then we had a frog panel yesterday, so that's always great to get a chance to talk with other professionals with a little bit different lens
and
get perspective, so I thought that was great.
Cool. Well, and fraud, like most stuff, is changing by the second, it seems like, and you gotta, I don't know how you guys do it, but thank you for what you guys do.
We try.
Oh, you try very well. So let's that's a nice segue, actually, Karen, to the topic we're going to be talking about, intelligent fraud decisioning, and then your session was combating fraud in the digital space. So
absolutely.
Let's talk about intelligent fraud decisioning first. So this is a new kind of a product from PSCU. Can you share with us what it is and how it helps credit unions?
It is. So we just announced it yesterday, and it's kind of a option for our credit unions to choose and to create their own fraud experience.
Okay.
The benefits of intelligent fraud decisioning is the increased artificial intelligence, machine learning capabilities mm-hmm. that it has. Mm-hmm. So in today's day and age, you know, it's really hard to kind of stay ahead of the fraudsters. And this tool allows us without human intervention or time to be able to understand the patterns that are coming in. So, I mean, that's the great thing about machine learning is it learns as things are happening.
Yep.
And we get an opportunity to react very quickly and be able to put a stop to it. So there's just a number of components within this new tool that we're super excited about that are really going to help our clients, you know, kind of stay ahead of the curve.
This is one place where you really need to stay ahead of that curve, because if you don't, you might be in a little bit of trouble there. So what would including outside data in an authorization be important to a credit union?
Well, I mean, from the perspective of, you know, data in general, we have definitely seen where fraud doesn't just happen in one channel. It's not just in authorization. In today's world, right, in the card-not-present space, we have authentication with 3D Secure. We have call center. We have digital, mobile, online, all of those areas. And fraudsters are attacking in all of those so that they can better understand the member.
Right.
They can better understand your fraud tools so that when it comes to overcoming some challenge, that they have the flexibility in order to do that. And so us being able to import outside data from those other channels to make decisions and authorizations makes us a lot more intelligent about the fraud, but it also makes us more intelligent about the consumer or the member too.
And so two birds with one stone.
We do. It's awesome because, you know, the one thing you don't want to do in fraud is decline the good transactions, right?
Yes.
You know, and so in that world, we really use data and machine learning to understand the consumer and to understand the fraudster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a science this is. My gosh, you guys are amazing here. AI has been a hot topic, obviously, especially related to fraud prevention, and you guys are right there on the cusp. So what makes this new technology so appealing, especially to credit unions?
Yeah, well, you know, like I said before, some of it has to do with the fact that it learns as you go.
And it gets better.
And it gets better, right? The other thing is we have to fight fraud with AI, machine learning, because guess what? The fraudsters are doing that on the back end.
Of course, yeah.
And that's how they're able to kind of stay what should I say, make old fraud trends relevant.
New again?
Yes. Yes. You know, we kind of talk about card not present. When we were launching EMV 10 years ago, right, that was the whole thing is, oh, card not present is going to increase, that sort of thing. So we went on the whole, okay, let's revamp 3D secure, tokenization, all those kinds of things. But card not present fraud is still higher than, you know, any other type of fraud. Fraudsters have pulled out scams.
Is it easier? Is that why?
I think utilizing technology in order to commit the fraud makes it easier, right?
Yeah.
So from the perspective of a fraudster doesn't necessarily just have to have a list of account numbers and, you know, kind of manually try to do the fraud. Guess what? They can throw it in a robotics engine and within, you know, minutes have thousands of transactions.
Gosh, process. Karen, scaring me.
It is. It is really scary, you know. And then for fraudsters to be able to take all the data that they've learned in the not card space, but just in general, when you look at breaches from, you know, government, insurance companies, all that, guess what? They know more about me than I probably know about me. And so understanding what credit union I bank with, my, you know, all of my in-wallet types of authentication, even my auto wallet, they know all those kinds of things. And so that allows them in a space in which we put what we think are security tokens in place to overcome them really easily.
Oh, when can we go to the blockchain where things seem to be a little bit more secure?
Yeah, no kidding.
Can we go there? Can we get there a little bit quicker, everybody?
Yes. Yes, we'll get there.
I know. I'm just a little aside there. Sorry about that. Hey, you made mention of monitoring fraud at the is it BIN? BIN level?
BIN level, yeah.
Okay, so why is this important to credit unions as well? And what is the BIN level? I apologize for my ignorance here.
No, it's a great question. So one of the fraud trends that we've seen that I said was old that they've brought back is brute force attacks.
Okay.
So what
like
it
what,
is...
Like what? A crowbar?
Yeah. Well, it kind of
a
is.
Hammer?
Yeah. So you take like your credit card BIN. So the BIN is the eight digits at the front of the account, you know, that Visa, MasterCard, and so forth, issue you. And they don't have to know or compromise an account number. They run it through their robotics and machine learning applications to figure out expiration date, CVV mismatch. They have some data from compromised information, but then as they run it, they can run thousands of transactions in a matter of minutes. And in the old days, because BIN attacks have been around for 20 years, but we had put measures in place to say, okay, if this one account has X amount of declined you know, attempts, then let's block the account.
Right,
well,
right.
They've gotten so sophisticated using machine learning that they don't even meet that threshold anymore. And they're able to figure it out. So they don't even need compromised data in order to commit fraud. And so our new tool has an ability to look at things not just at the account level, but at the BIN level.
Okay, okay.
So it's able to kind of prevent some of these or at least notify us and leverage that machine learning in order to put some controls in place in an automatic fashion in order to protect our credit unions.
Yeah, I was talking with, you know, I had Jack in here yesterday, Jack Lynch, and we were talking about bad AI versus good AI and how that is happening. I would say it's, you know, a couple of years ago, it's right around the corner, but now it's happening now, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's just, it's crazy. So it's what you just described is just that, you know?
Absolutely.
So, you know, who's gonna win out in this virtual battle here? So,
well, hopefully the good guys always
hopefully.
Win.
Yes, yes.
But it does make our life a little interesting.
It does.
And, you know, I think as we partner with our credit unions and really try to develop that balance between that member experience and the fraudsters, you know, these kinds of things are really important because, you know, artificial intelligence, robotics, all those things, again, are working against us from the bad actors component, but it can also work for us. And so I think we utilize that technology not just for fraud prevention, even though that's like my main goal, but we have to utilize it to create that good experience for our members in that space too.
Yeah.
So
there's a definite balance there.
Absolutely.
Goodness.
Absolutely.
Your job must be such an adventure every day.
It is.
You must have like every day you walk into the office, okay, what's going to happen today?
Yes.
My gosh.
Yeah. We never know. We never know. So it is always an adventure, and
yeah,
I love it.
No doubt. But you guys do such a great job. So thank you to you, folks like you out there that are protecting folks like me from getting into deep trouble. So yeah, thank you so much for all the efforts that you guys do at PSCU and beyond. So yeah, thank you.
I appreciate the time.
Anytime, Karen. All right, keep up the good work there. And I really mean that. Keep up the good work. All right. Well done. Karen Postma from PSCU doing some fighting those fraudsters. All right. Fighting the good fight.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.